interest-free financing. Remember, when you buy from appliance discounters, you buy a local Bosch, GE, Samsung, LG, and Frigidaire appliances. And now, only at appliance discounters, you can buy the Miele brand of appliance. Miele celebrating 120 years of building German-engineered quality appliances. You can see those amazing appliances on display at any one of the six appliance discounters showrooms. And remember, the motto at appliance discounters, our savings are your savings. From the all-new 590 The Fan KFNS studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, hour number three of the large morning show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
I'm pretty sure I don't need to remind you that you're going to need the right food, drinks, and snacks for the big game. I do want to suggest going to Schnucks for all your Sunday game day essentials. They have everything to make your party great, all in one stop. Have you seen their big bucket of wings yet? How about their brand new Schnucks chips and salty snacks? Take a look at the Schnucks party guide called Simply Entertaining. And when you're stocking up as a Schnucks rewards member, you're always earning points. Stocking up for the big party means heading to Schnucks.
Kevin and Dave here from Mentality here in St. Louis.
Dave, is low T treatment covered by insurance?
It absolutely can be. If it's recommended by a doctor and you follow the proper guidelines, then insurance covers it.
What I love about testosterone treatment being covered by insurance in our St. Louis Mentality office, it puts the cost of treatment in reach for any guy.
Yeah, most of our guys are blue-collar guys, swinging a hammer, police officers, different things like that. It makes it affordable for every man that needs it.
To find out more in our St. Louis clinics, go to lowtusa.com.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. It's no secret that salaries have not kept up with the cost of living. You probably had to use the credit cards more than you thought last year. Now the statements are coming in the mail and the minimums are more than a car payment. Your home has gained equity at the fastest pace in over a decade. Put that new equity to work for you and pay off all your credit cards with a cash out refinance today. The 5-minute loan approval only available at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
The ma has been taken.
Yeah.
Whiskey sour. I say things I don't even remember saying.
That was whiskey when I think Larry Connors brought you in a whiskey sour.
Brought him in two.
Ah. Yeah, brought him in two. That's right. You said you wanted one, and then next thing you know, you had one.
And you know what? I don't think I've had one since. I'm due. I'm overdue. Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the January 31st edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason. They are with Stiefel. And they'd be more than happy to sit down and have a little meeting with you. We'll tell you why you might want to make that happen. But first, let's do this.
Hey!
At the control board, the man who captures everything I say, Tim says, Dan says, Bill says, be careful what you say around this guy. He's the man who doesn't speak like the rest of us. That's what happens when you live in Great Britain for 19 years, and 10 of those you're in Birmingham, England. Yes, he is Trevor Limestone Limey. Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. Have a good weekend.
All right. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, said, brain. Oh, sorry, say hi to your sponsor. I did that yesterday. What the hell's the matter with me?
I know.
Oh, my goodness. Say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're working with a financial advisor, you can still call Mark and Jason and receive a complimentary portfolio review. Call Mark and Jason now at 636-695-2650. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
I ran into somebody the other day, and he said, hey, the guy on that does the news, Tim Woodburn. I said, what about him? And he said, I used to go to Denny's a lot. Wasn't he a night cook at Denny's? And I said, yes, he was. And he says, man, I got so sick because he didn't know how to cook things right, and the meat wasn't done, and the eggs were old, and I sure hope he's not there anymore. I said, no, he's not. He doesn't work there anymore. He is with us, but he does have other jobs. That's not one of them. Yes, folks, he was at one time. And maybe not a good one, but he was a night cook at Denny's. He was also a door-to-door knife salesman. He was a Busch Stadium beer vendor. He was a roller skating rink DJ. He is now the head of research for the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. He is also in charge of resetting the digital clock. He is our newsman. He is our news director. He is an author. And something else. What is it? That's it. How does a man do all these things in one lifetime? He is a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your fantastic sponsor.
I'd like to say hi to and thank you to Matheny Heating and Cooling, 77 years serving St. Louis County and St. Charles County. They install and work on all makes and models. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Call 314-727-9000 or go to MatheneyHeatCool.com. I'd like to say a special happy birthday to someone who I know is a big AM and a PM fan, Justin Timberlake. He turned 38 today. And sorry, Gene Hackman, I know you listened to Happy Birthday yesterday. He was 89.
Whoa. Wow. 89.
Wow. I wonder if he's in good health and just decided years ago to stop acting, because, boy, there's no better bad guy than Gene Hackman. And when I think of him, I think of a bad guy. Don't you? I mean, didn't he mostly play the
probably
bad guy?
Probably because of Lex Luthor in Superman.
Superman, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, even when he played a cop, it was like, he's the cop you don't want to mess with. You know, he just had that edge.
And he hit on Tom Cruise's wife in The Firm. That's what I liked about him.
There you go. There you go. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
Hang on. I've never heard of that movie. The big what? The big
tease.
No. You're thinking of The Big Easy. The Big Easy. Different movie. He wasn't even in that anyway, so you don't know what you're talking about. Sometimes Rat Boy is just, I don't know. He's out there. You know what warmed me up? When the cold weather hit, just doing the polka around the house, just jumping around, doing the polka, polka music. But not just any polka music. I have a CD, and guess who's on it? These guys right here. Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. We are brought to you by Mark and Jason. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, their financial advisors with Stiefel. Mark Reardon has been with Stiefel for over 30 years, and Jason Becker has been with them for over 20 years. Their approach to designing your investment portfolio, I think I was like 35 before I even knew what a portfolio was, is that they take a comprehensive financial planning approach with everything they do. They spend time, they understand, they want your know your personal situation, your financial situation, a customized investment portfolio, and wealth management solutions. I would love it if you would call them and set up a complimentary meeting about what you're doing with your $25,000 or more. 636-695-2650. That's 636-695-2650. If you can't remember that and not in the position to write it down, just go to markandjason.com. They do everything from financial planning to wealth management to insurance planning. And they will help you. And they will help you a lot, even if you already have a financial planner. What can one meeting hurt? It is complimentary, and there's no pressure, no obligation. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. MarkandJason.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa.
Well, he's not in any of those places, I don't think, and he's certainly not here. He is at the Maplewood Library. Well, he gets a lot of speaking gigs. That's a good circuit, that library circuit, because I don't know how many there are, but I think they're... You won't run out of places to do your speeches anytime soon. Bill Cleveland is brought to you by Window World. I'd like to think Window World got a whole lot of calls the last couple of days from people going, all right, that's it. Time for new windows. Don't want to go through this again. The cold air coming in. And I hope when they got those calls, they were from AM and the PM people who proudly stated they're AM and the PM. You can find out more about this tremendous company and this tremendous window at windowworldst.louis.com. Would you please give it up for Bill Cleveland?
Oh, yeah, everybody.
Maplewood Library. How many libraries are there in St. Louis County? Well, not just St. Louis County. You could speak, I guess, in Illinois at a library or two. There's probably got to be like, 60?
Oh, probably more than that. So Maplewood Public Library, that's not part of St. Louis County. So you have, they're obviously part of St. Louis County, but that library is separate. Like Webster Groves has their own separate library. Kirkwood has its own separate library. And then you have all the county branches of the St. Louis Public Library. So yeah, there's quite a bit. And yeah, you know, you're being maybe kind of silly, but they're actually fantastic venues. Most of these places have been updated. They have high tech audio visual capabilities. They have nice meeting facilities and things like that. And they're, you know, for people who are authors or people who are, they don't charge usually for people to host events and things like that. I mean, they're actually really great venues.
I wasn't being silly at all. I'm serious. Oh, okay. I think if you could get to speak at every library, man, you'd have speeches lined up for quite a while. So when do you speak tonight? What time? 7?
Tonight at 6:30. And then actually, I'll share this story quickly, just because I fully expect you to ask how many people showed up at my event last night. So get this. So I go all this is a St. Louis thing. All the way out there for me is from, you know, the Crestwood, Kirkwood area all the way out to Chesterfield. And the weather was a little rough last night. Roads were pretty crappy, and the wind obviously was bad and the weather was bad. And they should have just canceled this thing for last night. They should have canceled it either yesterday in the morning or the day before, because pretty much everything in the Midwest had been canceled, I think, for last night. But I get there, and so 25 minutes before I'm supposed to start, they cancel it.
Man, ha, 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 ha. Imagine all those disappointed people.
Yeah. Bill, is it possible that they canceled it 25 minutes before because they realized nobody came? Is that possible?
No, people did come. I got emails from people who were mad because they showed up and the library was closing right at 7 o'clock. So.
Right.
Okay, you know what? Go to hell.
No,
to
why? Why would they do that? Well, if people were there... Why would they do that? Why would they?
As I understand it, and again, I have to be very careful here because I don't want to upset the rock the boat too much here. But you have the administrative side, which is the people who run the St. Louis County Public Library, and I believe those headquarters are over, not in Kirkwood, but real close to the Plaza Frontenac area. And then you have the individual branches. So it's almost kind of like a school district. You know, you have the administrative building, and then you have all of the individual schools. And so the people that work at the branches are great. I mean, they are fantastic. They're really nice, wonderful people, and they do a great job. But at the very top, those are the people that control a lot of things, and one of those is when the buildings are going to close. And so the people at the branch out there in Chesterfield, they're very nice, and they were very embarrassed that it happened, but they have no choice. The people at the administrative side, they're the ones that called for them to close.
Okay, well, that won't happen tonight. You'll be good
tonight.
No,
it'll be balmy.
How long will you speak tonight?
So usually I speak for about an hour, and then that includes, so I have video that I share, I tell some stories. And then at the end, we usually take a little, do a little question and answer thing, which is a lot of fun. Most people don't actually have questions that they'd want to share with you, their favorite road trip destinations, or say, hey, have you been here? Have you been there? That sort of thing. But it's fun. And people, travel is one of those things that everybody can kind of enjoy and talk about. And that, you know, anyway.
And your answer to that, when they say, have you been here? Have you been there? Your answer, of course, is, I've been everywhere, man.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what you say. So where are we going today?
To make it up. Well, I thought quickly I'd talk a little bit, since we do have the Super Bowl coming up, and this is the last time we'll talk before Super Bowl Sunday. Yeah, I know it's coming up on Sunday. And I've talked about this, I think, once or twice, but so you have the Pro Football Hall of Fame, which is in Canton, Ohio, and you can go to BillOnTheRoad.com, and I've got some photos and some stories and things to check out. But I thought I'd talk about a couple of things I don't think I've mentioned in the past. One of the things, when you go through the Pro Football Hall of Fame that's in Canton, a couple of things that stand out. There's a film that they do every single year that, it's updated, I should say, every year, that recaps the most recent Super Bowl. And one of the things I think that's really interesting, and I'm not a huge sports guy, but I follow sports enough to kind of know about some of this stuff. It's unbelievable the quality of the film production that the NFL does. I mean, it's like, you know, Hollywood movies. And I think they do that more, and Tim and maybe Dan even can speak to this more than I can, but just the quality of the production that the NFL puts into their media is I think, light years beyond any of the other sports.
No, I think it has been for years. NFL Films, that's what the division is called, they produce things other than just, you know, hardcore sports things. And you're right. Everything they do, it's like they went out and hired the best directors and the best set people and the best, you know, continuity people for Hollywood.
But
I agree.
Yeah, you sit there and you watch this film, and I don't remember how long it was, 15, 20 minutes, whatever. And you can't believe what you're watching, because exactly, it's like you are watching a movie. It's phenomenal. Sorry, I thought somebody was going to jump in.
No,
so the couple of other things. So the Super Bowl, the name, the Super Bowl. So there's a couple of different theories on this. Within the Pro Football Hall of Fame, they are sticking with the story that the Super Bowl was named after the toy, the Super Bowl. Everyone's seen the Super Bowl, right?
Really?
Right.
I had one as a kid.
Yeah, the Super Bowl. And so the now I'm embarrassed that I can't remember the guy's name. He was the owner of the Kansas City Chiefs. He was the name that was. He was the guy who was responsible for coming up with the name of the Super Bowl, because his kids had one. They were kind of looking for a name, and then when they decided that the two leagues or conferences or whatever were going to finally play a championship game at the end of their seasons, he coined that name, the Super Bowl, and the media picked up on it.
And
some people say that's not true.
No, they talked about that when the Chiefs were playing the Patriots, and they said that the owner of the Chiefs a long time ago had coined the phrase Super Bowl.
His name was Lamar Hunt.
Yeah, Lamar Hunt.
Thank you.
Who do we have to talk to get him to stop using Roman numerals? What the heck is that about? So Super Bowl XVIXVII. I mean, what?
Brown and Crouppen, Terry Crouppen and Brown and Crouppen bought a local Super Bowl commercial this year. You know, the CBS has very limited local inventory for the commercials they run, but he bought one, and they're teasing it on YouTube and some of the website. But apparently, he superimposed this huge banner hanging from the St. Louis Arch that says "Stand Still Stinks."
Yeah, that's awesome.
And that's going to be in the commercial that runs Sunday.
Awesome. Yeah,
I can't believe they'd run that.
Sure.
Well, didn't they do one a couple years ago or last year where he was saying that Stan Kroenke sucked and calling him out?
Honest to goodness, I can't believe they would run that during the Super Bowl. Well, it only runs though in St. Louis.
Yeah, it's
so,
just the local one.
I see that. That's cool.
There's a pretzel company. I cannot remember their name, but their big thing now, they're selling these, you know, big old pretzel deals, and the pretzel spells out Kroenke sucks.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's kind of cool. That's for your Super Bowl party. Two more quick things here. So within the Pro Football Hall of Fame, I'm, like I said, not a big Super Bowl football fan, but I spent at least 2 hours in this place. I thought it was really, really neat. And one of the things that I really enjoyed were all hearing all of the different stories, or I should say reading and finding out all of these different stories, kind of behind-the-scenes stories about football and championship games or whatever. And I think the one that I enjoyed the most was about the Pittsburgh Steelers owner Art Rooney, who left a playoff game in 1972. His team was about to lose. He left the game early. He's on the elevator, okay? He left the field. He gets up on the elevator. He's going up back to wherever. And as he got out of the elevator, he found out that his team had actually won the game. And he missed it. He absolutely missed it.
That was the Immaculate Reception game.
There you go.
Frank O'Hara's caught a ball that bounced off two Oakland Raiders when Terry Bradshaw threw it and he ran for a touchdown. They call it the Immaculate Reception.
Oh, that's right. Listen to you.
Yeah.
Listen to this guy. Ooh, and then, of course, everybody knows that Art Rooney went on to be on 60 Minutes.
You ever wonder when you go to the airport?
No, that was Andy. Yeah. That was Andy.
Oh, okay. That
was
Andy. Sorry.
Very close. But I thought it was kind of cool. In the display, they have the plate, you know, the plate at the top of the elevator that tells what floor you're on. They have that bronze plate at the Football Hall of Fame to show that he was in that elevator. So that's kind of neat. And the very last thing, sort of a fun fact, and I think this will surprise absolutely nobody. Super Bowl weekend, the least popular weekend for weddings out of the entire year is Super Bowl weekend.
If you want to make sure you don't have a big wedding so it won't cost much, yeah, invite everybody to come Super Bowl weekend. That'll thin the crowd.
You got it. All right. What's more, you can go to BillOnTheRoad.com, and I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Those are all the people, I think, at Maplewood Library. That's the crowd there to see him. Bill Cleveland brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States for all kinds of good reasons. Great value, great product, windowworldstlouis.com. We are going to go now live and check in once again with 590 The Fan meteorologist on retainer, Frankie McDonald, because, you know, people are still talking about the weather. I mean, they know what's coming. It's going to be balmy, but we're still not kind of out of the cold yet. So let's do that. Let's go now live to meteorologist Frankie McDonald.
This is Frankie McDonald, my own TV station live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Temperature's going to be below 0 degrees Fahrenheit in the state of Missouri. It's going to bring really cold temperatures, especially in St. Louis, Missouri, Seymour, Springfield, Jefferson City, and Kansas City, Missouri. Don't even walk too far. Keep your children inside of your houses and keep your animals inside of your houses, so as pets. It's going to be really cold temperatures when you go outside. Don't walk too far because it's going to be too cold to go for a walk.
Frankie repeats himself a lot, I think.
He said don't walk too far.
Well, I believe he may have a little speech impediment there. But
he's from Nova Scotia. He's up there in Canada, so he's got that Canadian accent too. He says fire. Don't walk too far.
He said walk.
That's it. Thank you, Frankie, for that report. All right, here's something that really, really, really is bugging me. This is in the news today. Pink, the singer, her husband, is his name Carrie Hart, or does he pronounce it Kari Hart? C-A-R-E-Y. I've heard it pronounced Kari and Carrie. Either way, her husband went on their Facebook page and posted a video.
I thought it was terrific. It was clean. It was nice. And the bed was good.
What?
Thank you.
What? What was that?
That was President Trump's opinion of Dan's joke.
It didn't even make sense. The bed was nice.
Who's red? Are you saying Carrie Red or Red Hart?
He said Pink's husband should be named Red. Hang on, Tim. You can hear the laughter. Hold on. Listen. Oh, wait. Maybe not. So her husband posted this video of them teaching their daughter how to shoot a rifle. Under controlled conditions, the rifle is on a tripod. It's a small caliber rifle. Teaching gun safety to the dog. And then, of course, here come the people on social media. I can't believe that anybody would let a child shoot a gun. Blah, 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 blah. Let me tell you something. The kids that get killed in this country with guns in homes are kids who are kept away from guns, and then they find one, and they're curious because they don't know anything about them, and they don't know how to handle them, and then somebody gets shot. The best thing you can do is teach a child about a gun, how a gun works, how dangerous a gun is, what to and not to do with a gun. And these people that go online and have these nasty comments about, well, that's a great example to set. Yeah, it is a good example to set. So people need to shut up. Here's the other thing. Don't post stuff on your Facebook page if you're not going to be willing to be criticized, why don't you just stop telling everybody that your kid got straight A's or your husband got a promotion or, oh, look, we're teaching our kid to shoot a gun or even catch a fish, because then some pita nut will go, oh, great, you teach your kid to kill animals. Why don't you just not put that stuff on there? I don't get it. I don't get people going on Facebook going, oh, look, our kid graduated or whatever. Oh, you're just opening yourself up for hate postings from jealous people. Just teach the kid to shoot and don't put it up there. That's my solution to it. But I say good for Pink and her husband, because I saw the video and that kid is going to be a really good shot. My wife's grandmother taught her to shoot when she was a little girl. And my wife is a pretty good shot to this day. My daughter has a gun. My wife has a gun. They carry guns. My sons carry guns. My kids could shoot guns. I shot my first gun when I was, I think, 12. No one in our families had an accident. And nobody does stupid things like Russian roulette with a gun. We're very cautious and very careful. I took my boys out after Halloween one year when they were, you know, 10, 8, whatever, and we took the pumpkins we had on the front porch, and I wanted them to hold on to a shotgun and watch what happened when the pumpkin exploded. And I said, that's what will happen to somebody's head if you're stupid with a gun, and I want you to watch how powerful it is. They have never forgotten that day. Their eyes were as big as saucers when they saw what that gun was capable of doing. They carry guns. They have guns. Criticizing somebody for training a kid properly how to shoot a gun is ridiculous to me. But just don't put your stuff out there. Just do it. And, you know, keep it to yourself. Otherwise, here come those people who want to say something nasty. Now, there's something that I'm not going to do this, but I've always been tempted to do it, and I was tempted to do it last night. And I mentioned it to my wife, and this is a really goofy thing. I would like to walk up to somebody who is using their cell phone. Maybe they're not using it as a phone. Maybe they're just texting something. I'd like to walk up and just say, hey, is that one of those cell phones? and just see what their reaction would be. And if they say, yeah, I'd go, and those work. I mean, you can make a phone call with that. And so that's the, yeah. And of course they'd have to think, well, you know, something wrong with you, or you just got out of prison. But I don't know, for some reason, I've always wondered, what would happen if you said, is that one of those cell phones I've heard about?
We were talking about time travel on the show yesterday, and I thought about that last night watching John O'Brien on Kong Skull Island when he's the World War II vet, and they find him 60 years later. He's been stranded on the island for 60 years, and he's like, hey, has the Cubs won a World Series yet? They're like, no. He's like, yeah, we put a man on the moon. He's like, really? What does he eat up there?
Hey, by the way, during the news, this is kind of weird, I guess, but I'm still thinking about the guy that called Scott Sherman. He's probably still listening. I think his name was Steve. That he wants to buy a place at the Lake of the Ozarks, with his son-in-law and his daughter. And he said he gets along with his son-in-law real well. And then something just hit me we didn't mention to him. What if his daughter decides to get a divorce from the guy? Now you're partners in a lake place, lake house, boat maybe, with some guy who's left your wife, divorced your wife. We forgot to throw that in there. So if you're still listening, and don't go, oh no, they're very happily married. A lot of people have said that, even for lots of years, and then something happens. Now you've got a house with a guy who's no longer your son-in-law.
She may get that part of it in the divorce.
Yeah, you better make it clear, put that down in there in that paperwork. If you divorce my daughter, I get the house, or she and I get it, and you're out of here. Now, here's a story, just like that one with the cops and the Russian roulette thing. Here's one I really don't get. This happened yesterday. It was in the news, this driver who pulls over with car trouble. It's at Hamilton in Kennerly. You know, not a great place to pull over. The guy's 37, and he had a passenger, 52-year-old man. They get out. They're in a pickup truck, and they get out and raise the hood because they're having trouble. Along comes a sedan. Guy gets out in his late 20s, pulls a gun, asks him to step away from the truck. He jumps in the truck, drives away. His accomplice follows in the sedan. Why would you carjack a truck on the side of the road with the hood up? Who pulls up to that car and goes, all right, step away, we're going to take... How do you know it even runs?
Well, how did he and get it might... started? I thought they did it not.
I don't know. They're having car trouble and they pull over. If you're the criminal, wouldn't you be afraid, even if you get started, you'll get 3 feet and it'll quit on you? That didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
And, of course, they're looking for good luck. Oh, well, they'll find him because this is very specific. Late 20s, black sweat hoodie. Oh, they'll find him.
Driving a truck that sounds like this.
Yeah. Yeah, there aren't too many guys running around that look like that. Go ahead.
I had a guy, an investigator, call me from California today. He goes, yeah, we got a stolen car situation. It's a Dodge Charger Hellcat. This car's worth $57,000, and our client rented it out to a guy online, like an Airbnb rental. I said, well, was there GPS on the car? He goes, no. He goes, we did some investigating. We ran a license plate check, and the car was last seen at a license plate reader in a place called Florissant. And what kind of area is that? Oh boy.
Oh man.
I guess that's true with every town, though. There are streets and areas where you're going to mispronounce them. We've talked about this before. You know, Belle Fountain? No, Belle Fontaine, but it's Belle Fountain. Creve Coeur, good luck with that if you're not from around here. And there's a whole list of those places. There's a story in the news this morning about three people who died on board a medical helicopter up in Ohio. Now these were crew members. There was no patient on there. And this is very rare. But there have been stories where medical helicopters have crashed, and the patient dies. Wouldn't that be the bummer of all bummers? You know, you get picked up with a medical helicopter, and you're thinking, oh, man, whew, we're going to get to the hospital fast now. And then it crashes, and you die. I mean, that's you're just meant to not make it.
I'm sure the family of the victims still got a bill for riding in the helicopter.
That's a good question. In today's world, they probably did. Let me get the ladies in here. Ladies, get in here.
Ooh, that's nice.
Wouldn't it be a half bill though, because they didn't make it all the way?
Yeah, true.
Oh, real funny. Real funny. A dead person humor. Way to go. Somebody emailed me a thank you. I forgot the name of the guy, but he said, hey, there is a cold weather joke that you could tell. Now, I know we've told this since we've been here, but only once, and I don't know how long ago it was, but it is perfect because we did get some snow, and so here we go. This takes place at the White House, the back lawn of the White House. As you know, President Trump gets up very early, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and this particular morning he gets up and he looks out on the back lawn, and it has snowed. It's a pretty significant snow, and it's just a solid blanket. There's not there are no tracks, no rabbits. It's pristine, and just a solid white blanket, except he notices some writing in the snow in yellow. And it says, Trump is an SOB in yellow. He calls the Secret Service, summons him to the Oval Office, and says, here, look out the window. You and I know what that is. That's urine. And I'll bet you any money I know whose it is. It's that Bill Clinton. He's still mad because I beat his wife, and he went out there, that is his urine, and he wrote, Trump is an SOB in the snow. Here's what I want you to do. I know since he was president, there are medical records, and I want a urinalysis of that snow, and I want to see if it matches any urine sample ever taken from Bill Clinton, and I'll bet you it will. And I also want a handwriting analyst. Get the best the FBI has. And I'll bet you're going to find out that P and that writing, that's Bill Clinton. get on it. They said, yes, sir, Mr. President, and they leave. Not 5 hours later, they're back in the Oval Office. They said, Mr. President, we have some, well, some not so surprising, maybe even good news, and we have some bad news. He says, well, what is it? They said, well, we did go out and take samples of that yellow snow. We ran a urinalysis, and it is the urine of Bill Clinton. He said, I knew it. I knew it. What's the bad news? He says, well, the bad news is the handwriting is Melania's.
Time for a check on traffic. Here's Tory Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by La Quinta Inns and Suites. Wrapped up an accident northbound 170 at Galleria Parkway. More slow going northbound 170 between 70 and Airport Road. Westbound 64, you're on the brakes approaching Kings Highway. Westbound 44 jams at Hampton. And northbound 55 at Bates. Two right lanes down for emergency road work. If you're traveling for work, make your next stop La Quinta by Wyndham. Their spacious rooms and free high-speed internet make it easy to work, while their comfortable beds and Brightside breakfast make it easy to relax. Win at business wherever you go. Book at LQ.com. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
First, let's talk about the appetizers before we let you know where you can feast on them. When was the last time you had not just any stuffed mushroom, but stuffed jumbo mushrooms with Alaskan blue crab meat? How about pan-seared Greek saganaki fried cheese or thinly sliced beef tenderloin carpaccio with olive oil and a white truffle on top? That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. You know the place located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner 7 days a week and serving only USDA prime beef. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Isn't it time appliances had a personality? Well, how about now?
GE and the appliance discounters are so excited they're adding more colors and design options on the amazing GE line.
In addition to the stainless, black stainless, slate, and black slate, GE has introduced a matte white and a matte black option. You just gotta see this. Pair this up with any of the four brush metal hardware options and you'll have the kitchen of your dreams.
High performance and unique look.
Come by any of our showrooms today and see this for yourself.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. It's no secret that salaries have not kept up with the cost of living. You probably had to use the credit cards more than you thought last year. Now the statements are coming in the mail and the minimums are more than a car payment. Your home has gained equity at the fastest pace in over a decade. Put that new equity to work for you and pay off all your credit cards with a cash out refinance today. The 5-minute loan approval only available at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Do you have big dreams, big plans? Well, you'll need a small rate. Royal Banks of Missouri can help build your future. Royal's home equity rates are at a historical low. And for a limited time, Royal Banks is offering one of the area's best home equity lines of credit. Call 314-212-1500 to talk to a representative today. Royal Banks of Missouri, investing in St. Louis for over 50 years. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The Seibert's family of restaurants is growing. You heard that right. Seibert's has opened the doors of their newest restaurant and bar in St. Peter. Conveniently located at 70 and Mid Rivers Mall Drive, Seibert's is celebrating their opening and inviting guests to enjoy the Seibert's dining experience. Check out their newly renovated bar, restaurant, and patio. The Seibert's menu serves a large variety of appetizers, including the best wings in St. Louis, mouthwatering burgers, freshly made salads, and St. Louis-style pizza. Check out Seibert's.com for more info.
Almost said he hails from Dallas, Texas. He doesn't hail from Dallas, Texas. He hails from Hawaii. But now he lives in Dallas, Texas. He is Mike Evans, and he's brought to you by Annie Dunn's. I think about as fine a restaurant as you'll ever eat in. And, of course, next door, their fantastic smokehouse market. They're in Chesterfield Valley, and I think everybody knows where that is. You go out 40 and get off at Boone's Crossing and then cross over and head back east. And then once you're past all that other stuff, they're on your right at Annie Guns and the Smokehouse. They're closed only on Monday. You need reservations for Annie Guns, and gift cards for both are always a good idea. They sell thousands every year. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market. Give it up for Mike Evans.
going to attempt to do the entire broadcast without repeating anything that I've done in previous days.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Our pop quiz theme all week long has been celebrities who hate other celebrities. Today, who hates Oprah?
Oh, man.
Is it Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Gorbinator, Billy Crystal, Seal, or Julia Louis-Dreyfus? Movie review Friday, They Shall Not Grow Old. Greatest movie I've ever seen.
Wait a minute. Holt, the greatest movie you've ever seen?
Yes.
That's it. Listen to him. Ooh, wow. That's a big statement.
It is. 99-minute masterpiece by Peter Jackson. It's real footage from World War I, 100 years ago, turned into perfect color with lip-sync experts who dub in what these soldiers are saying while fighting the most brutal war in history.
Yeah, I've seen the trailer. I want to see this.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it is shocking. They Shall Not Grow Old. 5 stars. I've never seen anything like it. And, man, you've seen people killed right in front of your eyes and move. It's just amazing. I cannot recommend it strongly enough. It is in limited release. Look for it. But St. Louis is a major market, so it's going to be there somewhere. You just got to find it.
Why would a movie like that be in limited release? Why do they do that? Something that
I have no idea. I don't get that at all. Some of the best movies they put out in limited release, and they don't do killer at the box office, so they never go wide. It's unbelievable. Very few movies are actually released Super Bowl weekend. Figure people just don't go to the movies on this particular weekend. We got some movie nugget news for you. Amazing. The Mule is Clint Eastwood's 5th directed film that has grossed at least $100 million.
All right.
And if you take in current inflation adjustment, Clint has actually directed 15 films that have grossed over $100 million. That's pretty impressive for a guy that really wasn't a director, Clint Eastwood.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Now, the best miniseries on television this year, I Am the Night on TNT. Anybody see it?
I haven't seen it yet, no.
No.
Nope.
Oh, you got to see it. I Am the Night, based on a true story, the unbelievable story set in the 1960s. I'm predicting multiple Emmy and Golden Globe wins for this series. Only one episode has aired. It aired last Monday, so you could probably find it on a replay on TNT or go on demand. Again, I Am the Night. Second episode will be Monday night on TNT, and usually they will run the first episode right before the second episode. But I really strongly recommend it. It is absolutely fabulous.
All right, is it I Am the Night, N-I-G-H-T, or K-N-I-G-H-T?
N-I-G-H-T.
Okay.
I don't know the whole story yet, but I think the story about this girl who's black, but she looks white. She's beautiful, a young girl. I think she's the daughter of the Black Dahlia with the black. What is it? The black.
Oh, the Black Dahlia.
The Black Dahlia.
Yeah,
illegitimate daughter.
Whoa.
And it's unbelievable. It is unbelievable.
Are you still talking about I Am the Night?
Yes. It's better than, and by the way, I was going to mention this, Frank. You know, we talked about Ozark. Ozark won a bunch of awards on the Screen Actors Guild Awards. So I was happy to see that. And the assassination of Johnny Versace also won a bunch of awards. A couple of miniseries that I really pushed when they were on. Both of those series really did well when it came to the award seasons.
And can you just at least tell us a little bit? I still don't know what I Am the Night is about. Can you just tell us sort of what it's about?
Well, the first episode shows us a very, very beautiful 16-year-old black girl who looks white, living in Sparks, Nevada, with a black mother who's a drunk, and they live in the ghetto. And she finds out that she's not who she, who this mother tells her who she is. In fact, this black mother that's been who's had her her whole life, who she calls mom, that she finds out by finding a birth certificate, she isn't even her mother. Her mother was white. And then she finds out how to reach the grandfather on her father's side, and tracks him down in Los Angeles, and he's a devil worshiper, a multimillionaire, one of the most successful doctors in L.A. All true stuff. And she takes a bus down. That's enough of that. But there's a, there, it is a, it's a great story.
I've heard enough. Now I'm interested. That's good.
Okay. Final Super Bowl news. I mean, come on. And you know, one, you know, I could almost call Franco Pinion. He's going to feel a little blushed by this. You know, he hasn't done TV and movies really, but he's the media man. He knows he has a taste for media. So with that said, on Sunday there is a 8.5-hour television pregame show. Who the hell is going to watch that, Frank?
Wow.
Nobody's going to really watch it. It'll be on at somebody's house who's holding a Super Bowl party, but they're not going to, you're right, they're not going to pay attention to it.
8.5-hour pregame show?
It's a money grab. It's a commercial money grab. That's all it is.
It is. Celebrity L.A. Ram football fans that'll be at the game?
Mike Tyson.
Oh, yeah.
Ty Burrell. Tom Hanks. Denzel Washington. The Red Hot Chili Peppers. Celebrity Patriot fans who will be at the game include Mark Wahlberg, Chris Evans, Elizabeth Banks, Conan O'Brien, and Elton John. Elton John lives full-time in Atlanta. I hear he's having a party for over 200 people Friday night at his place. Remember, the last time the Rams played in the Super Bowl game, it was in Atlanta, and the Rams won. Remember that?
Unlikely place for Elton John to live, though. What would you say? Atlanta. I mean, who would ever...
Yeah.
I mean, I knew he lived there, but I just wonder why.
I don't know. I don't even like Atlanta. I never have liked Atlanta. I've probably been there 50 times, covered a lot of Atlanta Brave games when they were really, really running the table in baseball, and...
50 seconds.
I never have cared much for Atlanta. I do like the restaurants. They have a place called the Atlantic Fish Company, is one of the best seafood restaurants out on Far Road in Buckhead. That's really good.
40 seconds, Mr. Evans.
You got to be kidding.
Don't get mad. You had 10 full minutes. You had 10 minutes.
Rams win 23-13. Who hates Oprah? Schwarzenegger, Billy Crystal, Seal, or Julie Louis-Dreyfus?
I'm going to go Dreyfus.
Yeah, I was going to go Dreyfus.
Seal. Crystal.
The answer is Seal, and he doesn't like her because when Harvey Weinstein got arrested and Oprah was a good friend, she sort of backed him up rather than going after him. And Seal thought it infuriated him. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy the Super Bowl 23-13. Rams got it.
All right. Thank you for being with us. We appreciate it. Thank a police officer, firefighter, every chance you get. And have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. Hi, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right,
Dan. Bye, y'all.
This is Larry Connors. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, and 590thefan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. The president says top intelligence officials were totally misquoted this week during a Senate hearing. Today at the White House, President Trump said their statements were taken out of context when they directly contradicted him on national security threats in Iran, North Korea, ISIS, and Russia. Trump told reporters that the intel chiefs called it fake news. At least 10 people are dead as frigid temperatures continue to rip across the Midwest. A polar vortex packing Arctic air is making temperatures plunge 40 degrees below normal and into negative values. The low temperatures are set to linger in the region. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and President Trump are sparring over the massive border wall that Trump is demanding.
There's not going to be any wall money in the legislation.
Pelosi referring to legislation which is being negotiated aimed at averting another partial government shutdown.
And I hope that any shutdown would be taken off the table as a reason.